You looked at Nate when you said it, so it was like you were blaming him for something that went wrong.
Welcome to Geeks Without God with Tim Wick, Nick Glover, and Molly Glover.
We're geeks, we're geeks, we're geeks without God. We're geeks, we're geeks, we're geeks without God. We don't recognize moral authority. We don't accept divine superiority. We're geeks, geeks without God.
This week on Geeks Without God, we return to the sweaty trailer studios to have a conversation with our friend Nathan Gerber about dating Christians. He's dated a few. How'd it go?
We're geeks, we're geeks, we're geeks without God. We're geeks, we're geeks, we're geeks without God. We're geeks, geeks without God.
Welcome to Geeks Without God. I'm your host, Tim Wick. I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Nick Glover and Molly Glover.
It's hot.
It is. We are in the beautiful trailer studios.
Ooh.
And it is the sixth weekend of the Renaissance Festival when it is supposed to be really lovely and cool, and instead it's hot and humid and fuck this
shit. It's 90 degrees. The feels like temperature yesterday got to 95. Last weekend we could see our breath in the morning, but now it's 95 degrees.
It's just...
Because climate change is a hoax.
Yeah, it doesn't. It's not real. And speaking of not real, we have a guest with us this morning. And
he's
been a guest on our podcast before. I don't know what that meant. But anyway, please welcome Nathan Gerber back to our podcast.
Yay!
Nathan Gerblin.
So, Nathan, you've been a guest on our podcast before. The topic that we have selected to discuss today, because you are, definitely more of an expert than, like, me, is dating Christians or dating believers, or I don't know whether we want to...
This one's specifically Christians,
because
I haven't... I mean, I've dated some spiritualists, I think, like, not quite Wiccans.
Sure. Pagans.
Pagans, but specifically... Christians. I've also dated agnostics, and they're the wishy-washiest of them all.
Yeah, they're super wishy-washy, and they're very proud of their wishy-washiness.
Yeah,
and they never pick the movie. Just pick the movie.
So, yeah, I mean...
I'm not sure movies exist.
Pat and I obviously have been together for a very long time, and she was an atheist before I decided that I was an atheist, so I've never dated a Christian. Molly and Nick, have you ever dated?
No.
Not in a long time.
No.
Yeah.
Not, I had two boyfriends who were Jewish, but that was when we were in, like, you know, junior high and high school, which, you know, it's your religion is whatever your parents made it, but I've never dated anyone who was a Christian. I had a boyfriend who we became Wiccan together, and we were pretty pretty serious about it for a while, but that's about the closest I've come to that kind of thing.
So since we've been, but since you've been a non-believer?
No.
Yeah.
We didn't really we didn't really come to the realization we were atheists until we were already married.
Right.
We didn't believe really in anything.
Yeah.
It wasn't like we both kind of identified as apatheistic. We just didn't care. And then when we saw religious that we were like, no, we need to, like, fucking say
it. Kind of
atheists.
Fanned the flames making a concrete decision one way or the other.
Did you have a conversation about being atheist? Or not?
Yeah.
You didn't identify as atheist before you got married. Did you have a conversation about your beliefs before you got married?
When we started dating? We knew each other online, so I feel like we would have known. Like, we didn't really have a conversation where it was like, yeah, so this is what I believe. How do you feel about that? I mean, we talked about stuff, but it was never in the whole, like, getting to know you. We didn't really have that getting to know you dating kind of that people do when they, because we spent so much time on this chat, you know, board together that we, where you talk about anything and everything. So it was,
So that all prefacing our relationships, Nate, you have dated, and currently, and we're not going to use names, but currently are dating somebody who is a Christian.
Correct.
Pretty solidly Christian.
Mm-hmm.
And have dated Christians in the past.
I was engaged to a Christian.
Oh, wow.
Ooh, wow.
And you are an atheist, but you also, like, are ethnically half Jewish. Like, we had you on before to talk about... Yep.
Yeah, and I was raised both Jewish and Lutheran, and grew up in very Christian areas, Wayzata and Eagan, Minnesota, respectively. So, I've been around Christians all my life. I don't push
them away. You're an American.
Yeah, you can't not be unless you're living in a... Mm-hmm.
a pretty tight-knit community or in a bunker.
Renaissance festival.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
If you were ready, I suppose it might, like, if you'd grown up on the circuit and still lived on the circuit, you probably wouldn't know a whole lot of Christians.
Yeah,
probably,
you'd know a whole lot of unshowered pagans.
And a whole lot of conspiracy theorists.
Oh, my God.
I feel like it's like everyone talks a big game about how many pagans and stuff there are at the Renaissance Festival circuit, but it's actually probably like still majority Christian.
Speaking from more experience than anybody here, which is not a ton, but I would say the majority of the people who are Rennies, the people that travel the circuit, you're going to find a lot of pagans. We found actually a significant number of atheists and agnostics in that group. I don't think you find as many Christians. Now, I think within the crafter community, I think you'd find
more Christians
than you would expect. But I think the people that like travel and camp and live in tents and stuff like that, I think pagan is going to be your majority. But anyway, we're going to talk about dating Christians.
Dating Christians.
Yeah. So Nathan,
specifically Nate dating Christians.
I'm bad at it. Statistically,
it's a mixed relationship. Well, how does that work? I mean, did you have a conversation with your current significant other or with your former significant others about belief early in the relationship?
Yes. I'm going to talk about three major ones. One where my fiance, where she ended the relationship partially because of my lack of faith. And then a girl I dated in my mid-20s, where I ended her because... I ended our relationship because of her faith and her not following those ideals. Like, she would espouse them, but not in any way,
shape, or
form.
She talked the talk, but
didn't try to live up to it. And then the current relationship that I'm having. It was discussed in every single one of them. The engagement one, or the girl I was engaged
to. How old were you?
We started dating when we were 16. We broke up when I was 22.
Yeah. So you got engaged at, like, what, 19, 20?
21.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
So it was... Yeah. Towards the end.
Yeah, that never works out.
No.
Says somebody who got me. Never mind. Never mind. Go on.
When we were 16, that's not the kind of thing you talk about.
No.
It just never came up. As our relationship went on is when I started going through my what do I believe phase. Mm-hmm. And with her, I came to the conclusion, I'm an atheist. I'm out. And we had been going to church, I think, every Sunday at that point.
Okay.
To an evangelical church. I specifically remember the band playing. Evangelical Christian bands are really good musically. And it's practically like a concert in there. They probably spend as much on their music and their performance as they do on a lot of other things. And everyone's got their hands up and they're all having that moment. And we walked out of the church and she was like, after that, how could you not feel like God wasn't in that room? And I was like, all those people getting up and being like, whoa, that's groupthink.
Yep.
That is the feeling
that's
you
a
have
fucking Coldplay concert.
People not Coldplay.
No, they do it at Coldplay concerts, and it doesn't make any more sense to me than it does when they're doing it in a church. I'm just saying.
Yeah,
it was literally that. And I tried to explain that to her, and she's like, no, that was God in there. And I was like, yeah, okay.
I've had people do that when, like, because I have historically said and I maintain that I'm not really a spiritual person. I have moments that I guess you could qualify as feeling spiritual. Cresting the top of a hill on a hot day and a long run and the music is just right and, like, it's like, yes, right? Standing next to the speakers at a concert where it, like, feels like the beat is rearranging your heartbeat. And so, you know, and then, like, that last day of fest when everyone's singing and crying and holding, you know, and all that, sure, but I still don't feel like that's a spiritual thing. It's just a human moment. But I've had people say, like, no, but that's God trying to get your attention, like that moment when you crest that hill.
Well, why doesn't
that's
God just
God.
Show up and say hi? I don't understand why God has to be really subtle. Anyway, so you had that moment, and then what happened?
Oof. Well, this was a really long time ago.
Yeah. Well, but I mean, in terms of your relationship and that conversation, and how did that impact your relationship at first?
We had already gotten engaged. The discussions about things definitely took a turn. 9/11 happened. We definitely disagreed on that. Where I was like, well, this is going to be an excuse to go to war with the wrong people. And yeah. She was like, how can you say that right now? These people need to be punished. And
I
was
boy.
Just wait.
really just getting into that Judeo-Christian punishing thing.
Yeah. And a couple other things that already happened. And it, we dragged it out as long as possible. She started cheating on me.
She started cheating on you. Yeah. That's super Christian.
So. And married someone else 6 months later after we broke off the engagement.
So it was more about the locking it down than it was about you. Yeah, yeah.
It makes a guy feel desired.
And we got together and talked many, many years later after the dust had settled. She had kids. She's happy. She's doing what I guess she wants to do. And she's like, yeah, you were going down a path I couldn't follow you on. And I was like, okay.
Agreed. Same back catcher.
Yeah, I wasn't, like, you wanted kids, and I'm glad I didn't. Because I wouldn't want to raise children with her.
Right,
Don't bring them to that whole thing that is church.
Bleh. Nah. All right, so that was that experience. Yep. With the next couple of experiences, so you went into the relationship knowing you were an atheist.
Yes.
And knowing, I assume, that she was a Christian.
Yep.
And how did you deal with that? I want to say, you know, I'm sure there are people that listen that are like either in a relationship with a Christian or
got their eye on a hot Christian.
Got their eye on a super hot Christian.
That's usually what happens to me. Yeah. Is hot Christians want to hear me. I'm like, okay.
Okay. we'll just let this Jesus thing not come between us. Yeah. As it were. Yeah. Anyway. So
it's a discussion that I have right away with people now. I'm not Christian, I'm not any faith, I'm not going to be, and if you're okay with that, then we can talk further, and then I talk with them about their beliefs.
Do you say, like, I won't be going to church with you, no matter how much you try to make me feel bad about it or whatever, like, because I feel like that would be, if for some reason, you know, I was single right now and I was trying to date someone, that would be like, there's no fucking way I'm going to church. Like, if that's going to be a deal breaker for you, then this, we shouldn't even be really be talking at all.
My line is, I don't go to church with my mom on the holidays. Mm-hmm. I'm not going with you except for weddings and funerals.
Sure, well, that's different. Yeah. I go to church at weddings. I mean, I'm not happy about it, but like, there we are.
You're there for your friends. You're not there for the church.
There for the wedding, yeah.
The last two times we were in a church was for baptisms for nieces.
I don't even go to baptisms.
Yeah. We would prefer not to, but it's my direct niece and nephew. It's not like an extended thing. Yeah. Like if it was like your brother's fiance's sister has a baby and like his baptism, even if we weren't working at the Renaissance Wells, I wasn't going to go to that. Like I'm not going to a baptism for that. You know,
I'll show up at the after party. I don't need to be there for the for the ceremony, because I don't believe in rituals.
And like my brother didn't ask us to be, I mean, he even said, I'm not going to ask you guys to be the godparents to first Jack and then the girls. He's like, because, you know, and I'm like, we don't want to be, I don't like that term. I don't want to be their godparents.
We're the science parents.
Yeah. I'm not going to stand in your church and say a bunch of stuff, you know, I don't believe. Like that doesn't, like that's, I don't get that. Yeah.
So you have that conversation, and in each case, clearly that was okay.
Yep. And it's also the discussion of what their belief system is and how they practice it and what they expect out of me in terms of respect of their practices.
Sure.
With the current one, it was a very in-depth conversation because of this podcast, which she does not listen to. And the
screw you, Nate's girlfriend.
Yeah, screw you later. And just what is acceptable conversation? I curse the name of God a lot, and she just has to put up with that.
Yeah,
because she definitely does not.
Yeah,
and things like that. Like this is all things she had to get used to from me. Sure. There's things I have to get used to from her, with her and her religious
does
friends.
Does she pray over food?
She does. Every with time? Her friends.
With just their no, friends? Just not, friends. Not like me. You guys got Taco Bell and like she needs to say a little prayer before she eats her Taco Bell.
No.
That's that would be weird, I feel like, especially if you were sharing a lot of meals together.
Yeah. Well, your girlfriend, I know one of her close friends is witchy or Wiccan.
Yeah, Wiccan.
Mm-hmm. Or something, and I know she has close atheist friends as well. So, I mean, it is a part of this, like, upfrontness and good, clear communication, because she's already a Christian who associates with non-Christians and has, like, good relationships with non-Christians.
Like our friend Jenna, who was on the show and has a very similar, right. like, yeah. her Christianity is her personal thing.
Do you think that's a big part of it? Or, I mean, it's probably a two-way street, I'm guessing.
Yeah, it's the community more so than the people, and her Christianity is probably a lot like Jenna's too.
Yeah.
In that it is personal.
Mm-hmm.
The church she goes to is specifically because of the priest. Mm-hmm.
Oh, she's Catholic?
There. Catholic.
Okay.
Was raised Catholic. She does not identify as Catholic.
But she goes to a Catholic church.
But she goes
church.
To a Catholic priest, like one guy in particular.
Mm.
She wouldn't go listen to any other priest talk without vetting them extensively first.
I get that.
So she's very particular about what her sermon is and does not believe in the, you know, pick and choose from the Bible kind of thing.
Interesting.
She is very much follows the path or... the path of Jesus speaks to her more than picking from...
Not like Old Testament stuff. Yeah. Like, she wears mixed fibers and eats shellfish and has tattoos or whatever. Mm-hmm. What isn't like...
And thinks gay people are totally fine.
Yeah, loves the crap out of gay people.
Like, she loves the crap out of gay people.
See, that's such an interesting way to I mean, that for her to identify as, I don't pick and choose from the Bible, I follow it all, and yet there we are.
Not follow it all, but not... a lot of Christians believe that Jesus... reset the old rules.
Yeah.
That's where she's at.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. No, I get that. I get that. Yeah.
It's she's a Christ follower.
So
where
do you find the challenges in a relationship with a Christian as an atheist?
Not laughing at their prayers.
Right? No, for real. That's always hard for me at things.
The I'm praying for you. It's really hard not to roll my eyes.
It feels so condescending.
It's not from her, but it is from other people. Because from my current girlfriend, it is genuine care.
Mm-hmm. No, your current girlfriend is a sweetheart.
Well, and also, I'm sure she genuinely believes. I know she is a rational person in all other areas that I've at least that I've observed, but I'm sure she genuinely and irrationally believes that her prayer is physically doing something for you,
mm-hmm.
you know, which is hard to laugh at a person for when I'm like, I mean, it's not, but like you think it is. So I don't want to be like, okay, like it's when they so fully believe that what they're doing is going to help, you know, that's hard to shit on, I guess, is the...
Right. And it's also weird because she will genuinely preface it with, I know you don't care, but I'm praying for you.
Well, that's nicer than
that. Or I know you don't believe in it, but I'm praying for you kind of thing. Which I appreciate extra thought.
Do you feel like she even needs to say that? Or does saying it feel a little bit... Because to me, I'd be like, you don't need to tell me that, because if it's going to work... Whether or not you tell me, right? Like, then you can just pray for me and I don't need to know. You can just tell me I care about you. Like, I don't need to hear I'm praying for you. That feels a little bit like...
It is her way of saying I care about you.
Yeah.
It's the same way that when I swear I curse God or Jesus, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's ingrained into me from society.
Sure,
and it's the same thing for her.
Yeah.
I'm not going to... shit on her for doing something that's ingrained in her, you know, as a way of communicating.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I understand what she's getting at, so I don't take it negatively from her. I definitely have some people that I work with that say, like, have a God bless day, and I'm praying for you, and that's totally condescending, and I don't need that. And I will often say that to them.
That's an interesting cognitive dissonance, like, for someone that just because, like, you're able to split it for someone that you care about, you know?
The nature of the relationships.
Yeah.
It's different context for the words and for the sentiment. I get it. I'm not sure. I would agree for me personally, but I get how you're able to mm-hmm. have it different with different people.
So within a relationship, like a mixed relationship, mm-hmm. when it comes to faith, how do you feel that? Where do you think you've made mistakes that you wish you hadn't made? And where do you feel that that the pitfalls are, or what makes them work?
The thing that I think makes it work is having generally the same belief system, just having different reasons for it.
Same ethics.
How you got there, and as long as you full-heartedly believe in it, that's where I think it works, because me and my current girlfriend do share a lot of the same feelings on things and how we should treat other people, mm-hmm. And our general life philosophies.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes everything work really well together for us. Where it hasn't worked is where there is the difference between what you preach and what you practice.
Mm.
And... how you judge the world around you based off of your belief system.
Right.
And that's where I get super hung up on.
Mm-hmm.
And that is so hard to deal with for me, with people who judge the world based on their religious beliefs.
Can you give an example? I'm not sure I follow.
Specifically, like 9/11.
Yeah.
These Muslims are awful and they're terrible, sure. because they're trying to kill all Christians.
Okay, yeah.
But you weren't raised as a Muslim, so you have no idea what their beliefs... You can't push your thoughts onto them.
Mm-hmm. And they didn't just kill Christians. Yeah. And whatever.
Yeah. That's what they're only talking about. Judge not, lest ye be judged. P.S. God hates fags. Like, that's it's so contradictory. It's so, mm-hmm. hypocritical.
Do you... Is your girlfriend a vegetarian?
Nope. Vegetarians are crazy.
So here's the thing. Like, this is because we've actually talked about this before. So Nate's a vegetarian, and we've talked about this, the religion and vegetarian or veganism being almost think people kind of see them the same way. Whereas, like, for some people who are Christian, when you say I'm an atheist, to them that's you saying the way you live your life is bullshit, and I challenge it. Yeah. Whereas to a lot of people who eat a standard American diet with meat and everything, a vegetarian saying, oh, I'm a vegetarian, is fuck you, I'm better than you because you eat meat.
Alcohol. Can't get you a drink? I don't drink.
I'm drinking, and so do you...
I feel that way anytime I... No, literally.
Right, yeah.
Anytime somebody offers me a drink and I'm like, I don't drink, and I'm just trying to say, so don't offer me one again.
Yeah.
Don't be like, oh, maybe he didn't want this drink. Maybe he wants a different drink.
Yep.
But I always feel like I'm being a dick.
Or you're being judged. Yeah, other people think they're being judged.
Then I'm being judgmental on them because they drink.
An inferred judgment.
Yeah. So do you, in the past, maybe when you've dated, because you don't date vegetarians, you say, when you date other, do you ever get... girls that you date that feel that way, that they feel challenged, like your vegetarianism is like challenging them, and like they get up in arms about it or anything, or
that's probably a conversation I have. For me, I've been doing it for so long, it doesn't even mean any.
Yeah.
It does mean something.
I know what you mean.
I just pass, like, I'm vegetarian, blah.
Yeah.
And then I leave it at that, and if they want to know more, great, we'll talk about it.
Yeah.
I don't think it's challenged anyone other than, like, I eat a lot of carbs. So then they have to figure out how not to eat a lot of carbs with me.
Sure,
And I don't lose interest.
Because you don't like, there's no fat chicks. Come on. Can't have that.
Ouch. Oh, my God. Our feminist cred just went out the window, you son of a bitch.
It was my fault.
Molly ruined our feminist cred long ago, ironically.
I'm the problem with your feminist cred, believe you me.
Yeah, that's true.
That's interesting, because it's just something that we've had brought up a lot, is that mm-hmm. whole, me not doing a thing that everyone seems to do can sometimes, I'm an atheist. Oh, so you must think I'm an idiot. It's like, no. I mean, we don't need to get into why. I mean, I think most people are idiots. We don't really need to get into that. But
exactly. My atheism is not a hard stop for relationships, friendships, closeness. Because I'm more concerned about the life you live and what you do and how you treat your friends and really how you treat your pets.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's way more important than what religion you follow.
Or whether or not you eat an animal that you're never going
to
see.
P.S. If you don't know how to take care of your pets, don't bring them to the Renaissance Festival on a hot day.
Yesterday was rough to see. Rough.
We're all tired.
So thank you, Nate. If you have questions or thoughts about dating somebody who is not an atheist, it'd be great to have you comment on this podcast. It is time for us to move on to five questions.
Five questions.
Five questions. And we have a new set of five questions, Nathan. I don't know if you...
we briefed him slightly.
Oh, he's been briefed.
He's been briefed.
Well, that's good. Let me start. Nick, why don't you do question number one?
What is your favorite or most compelling conspiracy theory?
Yeah.
This is one I didn't think about very much. Lizard people?
Yay! Lizard people.
Holy crap. Why does anyone think that's a thing?
A lot of people believe it.
I have a book at home written by a friend of mine, which is the only reason I have it, and I've read it.
Scotty Roberts?
Yeah, it doesn't make any fucking sense. It's just like
Scotty Roberts, man.
You just read the book and you shake your head and you're like, none of this follows logically from any other part of it. I don't understand.
It's amazing.
It largely ties to Hollow Earth stuff, right?
There's
a lot of crossover.
And like kind of Illuminati stuff where it's like there's a secret lizard government and like,
You're all dumb.
Oh, that's crazy.
Like dumber than regular Christians.
It doesn't make any sense because our current president is clearly not a lizard person. He's clearly just an orange tree. All right, Molly.
Question number two. If you, money was no object, but physics is still a limiting factor, what is your dream vacation?
I would...
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
2 weeks, sorry.
I would do a whole, like, trip through Europe.
Yeah.
Starting with, like, Scotland, Ireland, Wales, England, and then as far as I could get into...
Just spend a couple days in each country and just fly to place to place.
And I don't want to do the sights, the really well-known stuff. I want to meet the people. I know.
That sounds horrible to me. I want to go on a sheep tour of all those countries where no people talk to me.
When you meet them, would you make it clear you're an atheist right up front?
Yes, and a vegetarian.
I was gonna say, how soon before you tell me you're a vegetarian?
Sheep would love you.
He would just wear a shirt. We just need to get you a T-shirt. American atheist vegetarian. Deal with it.
Oddly enough, I think everyone I ever knew that was a vegetarian that went and stayed in Europe for more than a month came back eating meat again.
Oh yeah,
every single one of them.
I would imagine that it is. I mean, when you're traveling, I don't know. That's funny because I've heard of most people I know who went to Asia to travel and did like the backpacking thing came back eating more vegetarian because you don't necessarily want to eat the meat because you don't know what it is and you don't know. But not like in that
depends on the area a lot.
But it's like it's meat.
Yeah,
I mean it's animal meat. And it's like,
tofu isn't a meat replacement in some countries in Asia. It's more of another thing that they put in things.
Yeah.
So you can't.
If you don't want to have pork or like, you don't like, you know, I don't know, whatever else. Yeah.
So that's
that sounds like a good vacation.
I hope you have a good vacation and you're not a vegetarian.
Good luck
anymore,
with physics. Because they're still there and you're still fat.
Dicks. All right, vegetarians are assholes. All right, number three. What is a movie, or if it has to be, a book that changed your life?
American History X.
Yeah.
Oh.
God, that movie
just really
did
solidified your Nazism.
It really brought me, like, yeah. No. It's that thing where I learned to start trying to realize people have many different aspects to their life. You get to the point where you are because of a lot of different events and the people around you and the society around you. And I want to know more about that. I still want to punch Nazis in the face regardless.
For sure.
But
always
I want to
Nazis.
Know how the Nazi got there and then punch him in the face. Or after. I'm fine with
you. You know what? Knock him down first.
Yeah.
And then shake. Why are you like this?
What was your dad like? Tell me about your mother.
I grew up with wealth and privilege. Hit him again.
Question number four. Here, let me show you.
Yeah, I can't. What's the geekiest thing you've ever said or done?
Done.
I went to a dating a geek date night, speed date thing, blah, 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 as a favor to a friend who was also doing a favor to a friend. So I was piggybacking a piggyback.
You were the wingman's wingman.
Yeah, at a geek date night.
You were Iceman.
And I looked around and the pickings were non-existent. And at one point they were trying to establish who the king and queen of the nerds were. Oof. And it came down to me and another guy. Oof. And this is just when Big Bang was getting beat underneath it. And they're like, well, let's rock, paper, scissors. And I was like, let's rock, paper, scissors, lizard, Spock.
Bam, winner.
And you won.
Yeah.
And nobody else knew what I was talking about.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it was like, woo! So I got crowned geek.
That's crazy.
What the hell geek date night was that?
Yeah.
That's all right, amazing.
The GPS thing?
I have no idea. Yeah. Happened at the Bulldog.
I don't think so. All right, Molly, question number five.
What is your favorite hangover cure?
Couch, movies, water.
Nice. Mm.
I don't have a real cure for it. I just kind of endure and take the next day off. I tried to go into work once
and hungover, here you are.
And I got sent home. I was like, well, this is what I wanted anyway.
Yeah, right. Oh, no. Yep.
It all worked out.
Indeed.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much for answering our five questions, Nathan, and for being here to talk about dating Christians.
Well, thanks for having
something
me.
Something that none of us have done.
They're not the worst.
No, of course not. And that's it. You know, it's tricky as an atheist. Most of the time, if you're dating, you're going to end up dating somebody who believes differently than you. They're just you know, unless they're
statistically
special, statistically
honestly,
you are.
Honestly, I just don't want to date an asshole, and I've dated atheist assholes.
Yeah.
So I'm good now.
Fair enough. All right. So if you have any comments on this episode, of course, you can make a comment when it posts in, I don't know, a couple of weeks.
It's not going to be
festival. It's going to be way
cooler.
We'll
be sleeping.
We will be sleeping. But this podcast will sound like we are not. And that'll be cool. And you can tweet us and you can Facebook us and all that crazy shit. And don't forget about Patreon.
Yeah.
Do not forget about Patreon. You can
contribute.
Some people have already heard about this, all of this stuff that we're talking about, because they support us on Patreon.
And we'll be announcing those Patreon supporters next time we are out of the luxurious trailer studios and in the luxurious basement studios.
Yeah.
Because I don't have my phone on me because it's 1504, bitches.
It really is.
So I don't have shit on me for phone.
We're going to sign off so I can turn the air conditioning in the trailer back on for a couple of minutes. Thanks so much for listening, and we will catch you later.
Climate change is real.
Bye.
Your own personal Jesus.
We're geeks, we're geeks, we're geeks without God. We're geeks, we're geeks without God. We don't recognize moral authority. We don't accept divine superiority. We're geeks, geeks without God.
Until next time, you can find us blogging at geekswithoutgod.com. You can follow us on Twitter at geekswithoutgod, and you can even like us on Facebook.
We're geeks, we're geeks, we're geeks without God. We're geeks, we're geeks, we're geeks without God. We're geeks, geeks without God.
It is Irish weekend, and we are an Irish band, and that means I can rename the theme to anything that I want. And I'm officially renaming this weekend, Fuck This Shit.